And you're listening to Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Informed stargazers know that August is the month of the Perseid meteor shower. That's when the Earth passes through the dust from the tail of the comet Swift-Tuttle. Debris trailing the comet become visible as blazing streaks of light as they enter our planet's atmosphere. According to the website earthsky.org, this can result in as many as 50 sightings per hour, a sometimes captivating display. Meteor showers are of particular interest at a remote spot near the tip of Michigan's Lower Peninsula. That's where you'll find the Headlands International Dark Sky Park, just west of the Mackinac Bridge. To learn more about Headlands and the Perseids and more, we welcome back to the show Mary Stewart Adams, a veteran stargazer and sky watcher who is program director at Headlands up in Emmett County. Welcome back, Mary.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Let's clarify first where Headlands is exactly. How far west of the bridge are you?
It's exactly 2 miles west of the bridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just head
very
for
close.
Head for the bridge and turn left.
Yeah, right. If you've gone over the bridge, you've gone too far. So.
I certainly want to discuss the upcoming Perseids, which can be quite the sight every August. First, though, tell our listeners more about your dark sky park, your international dark sky park, no less. What exactly is a dark sky park?
Well, a dark sky park is an area of land that is protected because of its natural darkness and where we're mitigating light pollution. And the designation comes from the International Dark Sky Association, which is located in Tucson, Arizona. This is the oldest organization in the world that has set itself up specifically to protect and steward natural darkness in those areas throughout the world where it still remains. So they have a very rigorous criteria that they set up that you have to meet in order to receive their designation, which we achieved in 2011.
So you've had this designation for a few years. Are you attracting a lot of people to the place?
We are attracting thousands of people, and they come from all over the world. It's very exciting that way.
You get a lot of families with kids there?
We do. We get folks of all ages. We get school children. We get families with children. We get amateur and professional astronomers, astrophotographers. We have tour groups coming in with exchange students. Really everybody under the sky.
It's a
people
chance
who are interested in seeing the phenomena and being in natural darkness.
And it's a chance for kids to stay up past their bedtime, right?
Yeah, it is.
That can't hurt. What do people say they like most about the park and about the experience?
You know, Headlands is unique among dark sky parks because it's situated along the shores of the fifth largest body of fresh water in the world. So I think the most remarkable thing is just the beauty of the environment. So to be where there's this vast body of water, untouched shoreline, beautiful forest, and then natural darkness with the brilliant stars overhead.
Mary Stewart Adams is a veteran stargazer and sky watcher who is program director at Headlands up in Emmett County. We're talking about the upcoming Perseid meteor shower and the International Dark Sky Park up there in Emmett County. Even casual stargazers know that August is the month of the Perseid meteor shower. When are we most likely to see a good display?
Well, you know, the average estimate is that the shower is strongest between August 11th and August 13th. But typically the peak occurs just after midnight between August 12th and 13th. What you need to know is that the meteor shower is named for the constellation in front of which the meteors seem to, that's the direction from which they seem to radiate.
Right.
So when that constellation is highest overhead, then you have the strongest showing of stars falling through the sky. And that's about 2 a.m. in Michigan.
And that means the Earth in its journey around, I mean, comets go around the sun as well.
I
want to walk through this here so I make sure I understand this, and hopefully this will help our listeners as well. The Earth is making a journey around the sun.
Yes.
Swift-Tuttle is making a journey around the sun.
Yes.
And in August, this is when we pass through the trail of dust left behind by Swift-Tuttle, hence the meteor shower.
Right. And the thing about that is, even though we can conceive of that, okay, Earth is moving through space, it's moving through...
You can conceive of it. I'm not sure I can conceive
of
it.
Well, Yeah, it's hard. I mean, this is what makes it so fascinating, because of the folks that have been involved through the centuries in figuring this out, that Earth is in motion, that it's rotating on its axis, that it's orbiting the sun, that it's wobbling, and that occasionally it passes through these fields of things that are left in its path. And that doesn't mean that you only look toward the direction of the constellation Perseus to see the meteor shower, because they'll seem to fall all over the sky. So you just need to lay down and look up and then try to conceive of this, that the fact that we are moving. It's mind-boggling.
And what exactly are we seeing when we see the streak of light that is a meteor? What is that?
Well, it's sometimes a particle that's no larger than a grain of sand. And it strikes our atmosphere, and because it's the speed at which it's moving, that causes it to burn up. So we see the trail of stuff that's left by that burning up. And sometimes the color can be quite remarkable, and that is determined by the elements that make up that substance. So, for instance, if there's nickel, then you'll see this really kind of blue-green flash, which can be magnificent. The thing that's most exciting about the Perseids is that they seem to leave really long trails, so you can see it for quite a while. It's kind of not just a
exactly.
quick.
Yeah. And where are they? I mean, are they a mile off the ground? Are they 10 miles off the ground? Do you know?
You know, that's a question that I can't really answer, although I know that they're not all just one uniform distance from us, because there's something called a fireball that will be almost, it's large, and it seems to burn up quite close because you can hear it. So it's not beyond our, the sound barrier. It's something that you can hear moving right through your atmosphere, and that's a magnificent experience.
Well, it wasn't that long ago that there was a colossal fireball where Russia, I want to say, the Arctic Circle, the winter before last, maybe,
and it lit
Siberia up the whole sky.
Siberia, that's the region where we have the most, at least the most recorded occurrence of that kind of thing. But I have seen in northern Michigan, I have seen fireballs connected with the Perseid a few times. It's really exciting.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
We are talking with Mary Stewart Adams. Mary is the program director at Headlands International Dark Sky Park up in Emmett County, just a couple of miles west of the Mackinac Bridge. And we're talking about the park, and we're talking about the upcoming Perseid meteor shower. Remind us what a meteorite is. Mary, what is that?
Well, there's meteors, there's meteoroids, and meteorites. And the different definitions are based on whether it actually entered our atmosphere, burned up in our atmosphere, and if it comes all the way to the Earth. Most of them do not. So that's what the difference is between those definitions. And the thing about the Perseids also that makes it exciting for stargazers is that it really marks the beginning of the most active meteor shower season, because now we have a meteor shower almost every month until we get to December.
No kidding. But the Perseids is easily the most renowned, correct?
The most renowned, although it's been kind of trumped in activity lately by the Geminids, which happen at the same time of month in December, around the 13th of December.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
Well, you have events planned for this then?
We do. What we do, because we're an international dark sky park, a lot of what motivates our activity is to raise awareness about protecting natural darkness, because it is a vanishing resource. And we now are starting to really do research about what is the consequence of not being in natural darkness, not only in terms of human health and well-being, but for natural habitat, and then the amount of energy that we're using to turn on light that is spilling up into the sky where we don't need it. So the night of August 11th, which is the Tuesday of Perseid Week, we host a friendly competition in the local communities in Emmett County where we invite them to take a lights out challenge. So we have the communities of Mackinac City and St. Ignace competing with one another, as well as the communities of Harbor Springs and Petoskey, where all the residents and businesses take a pledge to turn their lights off for an hour.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, then we have staff go around and we measure the sky quality first ahead of time on a typical night when there's typical light, and then during the time that the lights are turned off, as many lights as we can get off, just to see who can get darker. It's a lot of fun.
You are into it. I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
On your website, which is, by the way, midarksky park.com. darksky.org.
It's actually my darksky.org. And it's funny.
I misread that.
Yeah.
My dark, of course, midarkskypark.org. Okay,
yes.
well done. But it says that you speak to audiences about our relationship to the night sky and its cultural consequences here. What do you mean by cultural consequences?
You know, so this is, I'll try to say it as clearly as I can. When we think about something like the Perseid meteor shower, now we've been describing it as a time when the Earth is moving through the trail of stuff that's left by a comet that's coming through our system. But you have to first have the concept that the Earth is moving to give that way of describing a meteor shower. That idea is not that old. It's just about 400 or 500 years old. Prior to that time, the Perseid meteor shower was still happening. But because the concept that was prevalent among human beings that were thinking about this was that the Earth was fixed at the center, then the meteor shower wasn't caused by us moving through something. It was a gift coming from the celestial world. Mm. So, for instance, from the hero Perseus. So then it backs us into the story. Well, what is the story of Perseus in the different cultures that have a recording about this meteor shower? So that way of thinking about the night sky really informs the cultural sphere. It informs the art and the architecture, the literature, and even the scientific research and discovery. Over time, we see that changing, and the change is coincident with our understanding of the celestial phenomena. So that's the place where I really try to kind of pull off the covers and say, let's think about that, because it helps us to really pay attention to what our understanding is now and how that might motivate things that are happening in our day-to-day world, how we think about these phenomena and how we define them to ourselves.
Well put. In all your years of stargazing and sky watching, have you ever seen anything in the night sky that genuinely puzzled you in a creepy kind of way?
Yes, once.
Oh, you got to tell us about it.
It was a standout moment. It was a February, and I was in Petoskey. There had been a winter blues parade, which is something that we do in northern Michigan when it's really cold and there are not a lot of resorters or tourists in town because it's too cold. So this was a nighttime parade that was organized by the Petoskey Chamber of Commerce. And as far as I was concerned, having a parade at night in the middle of February was all about the night sky. So I invited everyone along the parade path over to Stafford's Perry Hotel, where we had a beautiful view over the bay looking at the constellations. And we had some telescopes set up aimed at the region of the constellation Orion. And most people were lined up to look at that and listen to the astronomers that were manning the telescopes. And a woman walked up to me and asked me about a lecture I had given a few weeks earlier and a particular star in the constellation Cetus. And I pointed off in a direction where no one else was looking but this woman and her daughter and I. Her husband had just turned around for a moment to talk to someone else. And as I was pointing off in a space, something seemed to move toward us. And we both kind of stopped. This happened over a period of about 30 seconds. So not really long, but long enough for us to both say, well, what is that? And just as I said that, it just immediately disappeared, and a shooting star went right over the area where it was. And it just moved very quickly. It seemed to come in, bank up, stop, and then disappear. And we looked at each other and were exclaiming. Her husband turned around and said, what are you talking about? We said, didn't you see that? And there was no way to describe what it was. So we made a secret handshake and decided that that would be the way that we would just acknowledge to one another that we had for a moment experienced something we couldn't describe. Because I don't know of a man-made machine. Now we have drones, and maybe it was something like that, but we heard no sound. There wasn't any light. It really stopped in its motion.
We have to leave it there. That's a captivating way to end our discussion. We want to thank Mary Stewart Adams, veteran stargazer and sky watcher. We're talking about the upcoming Perseid meteor shower and her work at Headlands International Dark Sky Park up in Emmett County. Thanks, Mary.
Thanks for having me again.